Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show. I hope you appreciate the movie music and television music I've chosen for this Good Guys and Bad Guys segment. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Happy Thursday to you and everybody out there, Bruce. I know it's not Thursday for everybody listening.
It's Saturday and Sunday for some, and more for other days for other people who listen online. But happy Thursday to you, and heroes and villains, good guys and bad guys. I'm sure there's no such thing as good guys and bad guys on Wall Street.
No.
I mean, there's nobody.
You know, you bring up, I love that you wrote about Gordon Gekko in your article. That was, you know, such a blazed image for most people, it's certainly from our era, that remember that iconic movie.
Two quotes. I just, since you gave it to me, two quotes that I included in my article from Gordon Gekko. One, or actually three quotes. Greed is good. Two, the family business is payback. And then my personal favorite, parents are the bones where children sharpen their teeth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That third one's a good one, especially for your column. You know, so you know, here we've got Bud Fox in that movie who, you know, clearly didn't fit in the either camp of the white hats or the black hats.
Wait, was that Charlie Sheen?
Yes, it absolutely was. Well, and we know where he went after that.
Yeah, but, how ironic.
You know, frequently in life, things are not as simple as the archetypal hero and villain. And Wall Street and the world of financial advice is no different. You can think of the Bernie Madoffs out there, and hopefully everybody out there who works with some type of advice provider thinks that they're working with one of the good guys, one of the, you know, one of the white knights, you know, who's going to rescue them. But at the end of the day, everybody can't be working with the hero. And every now and then people end up with the villains. And frequently it's, you know, somewhere in between. It's not a question of black and white. It's really a question of light gray all the way to the dark grays. And then there's, of course, the real villains that are out there as well. You know, what I wanted to talk today about was, how do you tell the difference? I mean, that's what the people that are out there who are working with are looking for a third party to give them good advice. How do they know what side of that spectrum they're gravitating towards? And there's a handful of things that you can be looking for, both in due diligence and structure, to tell you what side of that spectrum you might be on. Because everybody sounds great when you talk to them. You think everybody's got your best interest at heart.
Well, of course, because they're selling you and they want your business.
Bingo.
One of the things, and I want you to continue with the way in which you can tell, but one of the things I believe that has been sorely lacking among many people that I know, and certainly among certain professions where their time demands, like the medical profession, are so extreme, they tend to take that sales pitch, get convinced because their friend said that so-and-so is a good guy, and just turn everything over to this person that they truly don't know, and do not take personal responsibility for doing the due diligence that you've mentioned. And I think number one is, it is your money. It is your retirement. I trust you implicitly, but I still get together with you and ask you questions and sit down and question what you're doing. I mean, the irony, Jim, I mean, I literally was thinking about you on my drive to the station today and thinking how lucky I was that I had someone like you in my life for the last 20 years who's given me a foundation and allowed me to weather some storms that someone that wasn't as diligent and good as you might not have done. I was lucky, and thank you for that, but I also paid attention. I didn't just sit there and let you just, you know, do whatever you wanted.
And it was a weeding out process. I mean, you had other people that you had known and worked with over the years that you had made a choice to move away from. You mentioned a really key element, which is not just trusting and assuming that somebody that your buddy works with is, you know, is a good guy because somebody says something that's good about him. And by the way, you know, to bring up the Bernie Madoff thing again, when you listen to those interviews over and over and over again, that was the story. Even the smartest of the smartest people said, well, I knew so-and-so who worked with him, so I figured he had to be good. You got to do your own homework. But one of the ways that you can tell, One of the ways that you can tell who you're working with is in the legal structure of the entity itself. Now, again, there's going to be exceptions in all of these, but the bottom line is that when you're working with a firm that is a brokerage firm, and they have the ability, whether they're acting in that capacity or not, to broker, meaning sell things to you, that tells you the nature of the relationship. They are selling you something. Now, you may have somebody who you really like, who is really honest and has your intent, your intent first, who's selling you things, and that's great. But you may also have somebody who's just really motivated by selling you something.
Because the only way they make money is if you buy something.
Exactly, exactly. And then there are the other firms like ours that are out there that are registered investment advisory firms. It's a completely different legal structure with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And in my firm and our types of firms are fiduciaries for our clients, which means that the only thing that we can do is provide advice that is in our client's best interest for a stated flat fee. We don't benefit if we say green or red or blue or purple. Whatever we say the thing that you should do is, our compensation doesn't change. And so we have to have your best interest at heart, because our legal structure, our compensation structure, denotes that. And then there's other things along the lines of, one of the industries that's probably the most difficult to navigate through is the financial planner industry. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks a financial planner is somebody that you go to and you fill out their big form and you get a great report back and they're going to give you this objective read on your situation.
I thought it was weak at a glance.
Well, most financial planners, CFPs, are also registered insurance salesmen. And if you look at that industry, a lot of that planning process, those wow. questionnaires to the pretty charts to the beautiful books that they pass out, guess where they lead? And you should be buying these products from me. And so there are a handful, a very small handful, there should be a ton more. There are a small handful of financial planning firms out there that for a flat fee will do a plan for you and walk away. Most of them will say, well, you can walk away if you want, or you can then implement this stuff with us. There's a very few amount of them that actually will recuse themselves from consideration from implementation of that plan, and that's the ones that you know are firmly objective. And so structure is the first place to go. How is the person structured? Ask them, how are you compensated? Does your compensation change based on whether you say go left or go right? And that's a great place to start. Now, yeah, there's some bad guys on the RIA side as well. And there's a whole bunch of really, really good guys that are on the brokerage side and the certified financial planning side as well. So I'm not trying to paint these with absolute brushes. But the legal structure should be a good indication right there.
But it goes back. It goes back. It goes back, though, to what I said, which is you must take responsibility. You must do your homework.
Yes.
Jim, I'm actually we're almost out of time, and I don't want to end our segment without letting our audience know how to get your quite informative and valuable newsletter. Please.
Did you get it yet, Bruce? I just sent it to you last week. Did it come in the mail?
It actually has. It's sitting on my desk. I haven't read it.
Great. So we just finished our summer copy, and I think it's really poignant given what's going on with the
poignant
debate right now.
Are you sure that's the word you want? Poignant.
Yeah, I think so. Isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Well, maybe I misspoke. So what your listeners can do to get a copy of this newsletter as well as our position statements when they come out from time to time is send me an email at info@npier.com. That's info@n, like the direction north, pier, like a fishing pier, .com. You can also find us on the radio page at bruceallen.com because Bruce is kind enough to put a link there for the newsletter.
And be clear, unlike other advertisements for free, this is free. You don't give a credit card. You don't find out that later on you have to call 27 times to get off some list. It is legitimate as much as Jim is completely legitimate. And I thank you again
for
joining us.
Not only that, Bruce, but we don't even call them. Your listeners who've sent us newsletters, we just send it to them. If you guys want to investigate doing business with us afterwards, you got to call us. So we don't even bother you. You just get it.
Well, that's cool. And let's set up that breakfast we talked about. It is time for another break. Thank you for joining me, Jim. We will be back for closing remarks from me. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
The positive, yeah. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to
usually a permanent. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.